Victory Warrior! As I thought about what I was going to say this evening, it's been hard for me to find the words. That's...
Oh, this is going to be great. There you go.
Well then, you shut up, Warrior, and let me do the talking. No WWE talent becomes a legend on their own. Every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe their final breath. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others and makes them bleed deeper in something than larger than life, then his essence, his spirit, will be immortalized by the storytellers, by the loyalty, by the memory of those who honor him and make the running the man did live forever. You are the legend makers of Ultimate Warrior. In the back, I see many potential legends, some of them with warrior spirits. And you will do the same for them. You will decide if they lived with a passion and intensity, so much so that you will tell your stories and you will make them legends as well. I am Ultimate Warrior. You are the Ultimate Warrior fans. And the spirit of Ultimate Warrior will run forever.
The Ultimate Warrior, the newest member of the Hall of Fame.
Ladies and gentlemen, normally we would the North American Wrestling Connection is sponsored by WrestleChat.net would not be gathering at such time, but this is indeed breaking news and very sad news for the wrestling industry. My name is Nikki Heyman. I have several of my regular panelists here. Just a quick intro across the table: Jason Block, Statboy Josh Henniger, Brian Henniger, Shane Beeman, Ethan Muslin, and Chris Waters have joined me in having to announce to the wrestling world the passing of the Ultimate Warrior. The news broke immediately with a tweet from Triple H. This was tweeted at 11:40 p.m. Eastern Time, and I quote, "Saddened to announce the passing of the Ultimate Warrior, icon and friend. My sympathy to his wife Dana and his daughters, who we just saw at the Hall of Fame." The news has been confirmed through WWE.com, and of course WrestleChat.net has copied WWE's statement and has posted it to WrestleChat.net. Now, I'm going to have to rely on you guys a little bit here because I was not watching during the Warriors' trailblazing times, pun fully intended. But I'm just baffled because, yeah, he looked like he'd lost a step, but that kind of happens when you're in your 50s. But he was fine coming down to the ring Monday night. Even shook the ropes for everybody.
And did the growl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now let me see if I can sort of set up the Ultimate Warrior. And Brian, since you watched wrestling in the 80s, you can help me out a little bit here.
Yes, sir.
He was the guy who took the Intercontinental title from, I believe it was the Honky Tonk Man, after a 17-month reign at Madison Square Garden, and I believe at SummerSlam 88 or 87? 88. Okay.
Yeah, 88, and he did it in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. And he went on to become a dominant superstar to the point where at WrestleMania 6 at the Sky Dome, we had a unification match between the Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan for both titles at the Sky Dome in Toronto's. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Warrior won. Okay.
Yes, he did.
And he was, and Hogan did the job and did the business and passed the torch for a while. And he was, the Warrior was a top guy for about 2 years, from 89 to 91 until Bret Hart came along, pretty much. You know, and he was a muscle. He was a character. He was a cartoon. He was a guy from parts unknown. And, you know, he had the face paint. He had the smile. And he had the Warriors. And the, you know, he was a prototypical baby face guy. He never was heel, as far as I remember. And he also, in his early days, worked with Sting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But remember, he left the WWE. Let me just see when okay. You know, he left the WWE, and I'm just going to get there. Pardon me.
1991, pretty much.
Yeah, and then he came back in 1992 for a cup of coffee, 96 for a cup of coffee. And then went to WCW for a disastrous run, if you remember. Mm-hmm. He was never the same, okay? And, but in his later career, he was known for his, well, wacky statements, if you remember correctly.
Yes. His reinvention of the English language.
Yes, but I'm talking about you remember, he used to do college speeches where he was, as my father was so apt to put it, to the right of Attila the Hun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Okay.
If I remember the quote correctly, queering don't make the world work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He went away for a while, and he was a he was the punchline to a joke for a long time.
And thus the reason for the de-stressicity.
Right. Now, talk about that DVD release, because that's a part of the career.
Well, this DVD was pretty much a great big middle finger to the Ultimate Warrior from the WWE.
At the time,
because Warrior was, essentially, the two, Warrior and the WWE had been exchanging fuck yous for the past, over the years, and just couldn't get on the same page. So they decide, the Fed decided, we still want, we've got some of this footage. Watch this, and they put that out, and that just made the rift even wider.
It was the point that it was called The Self-Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior, and it came out in 2005. Mm-hmm. This was when, you know, when they were really, you know, at each other's throats, you know?
And I think Warrior would have had cause for a defamation of character lawsuit. The problem was a lot of people would have sided with the Fed at that time.
And now, both Nikki and Brian, we both talked about this in early 2014, because, or actually late 2013, with the release of WWE 2K14, because the Ultimate Warrior was their big get, if you remember correctly.
But yeah, he actually did a promo for the game wearing the face paint.
And it was said at that time he did not have a working deal with WWE, just with 2K. Mm-hmm. So something from there to the Hall of Fame induction, I'm guessing that the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, got a hold of Warrior and said, look, you know, let's go sit down somewhere. Let's have a nice dinner. Let's talk this over. Let's get this shit hashed out. Because in the wrestling business, you know, any heat can be fixed. We've witnessed that with San Martino. This was one that time wasn't going to heal a wound. This was going to take some conversation and probably a little money. As Warrior had announced at the Hall of Fame ceremony, he had signed a new deal as an ambassador. He was in, it didn't sound, you know, at that time, you know, some of us are kind of dreading what could have caused this. Because we have no details. All we know is that the Warrior has worked his way upstairs or downstairs, depending on who you talk to.
And so then Warrior, I believe, was the first name announced as the inductee of the Hall of Fame this class year.
Yeah, he was the, if I remember correctly, he was the official headliner.
Yes,
he was.
He was the headliner. And this didn't shock me, and in a way, and with that announcement was a true DVD set, which came out, just as a matter of fact, a week ago today, as we record this, April 8th, 2014. It came out on April 1st, which you said, Nikki, was another joke by Triple H.
Which I still believe is deliberate. You know, one last poke at the Warrior. But it was called the Ultimate Collection, but the DVD set was essentially the Ultimate Apology. Because this was Warrior's chance to actually sit down and say, this is my side of the story. You know, ignore that other DVD.
Burn it.
Burn it, throw it away, break it over your knee. Just, you know, that DVD did not exist. Let me tell you what really happened. And like any good story, it's better to get it straight from the hoss's mouth.
Yeah. And you know, he was inducted, had a very good speech, made an appearance at WrestleMania, and his last appearance was last night as we record this.
And you know, I can, you know, look around the table here and we're all just as stunned. I mean, there was, you know, he didn't sound bad. He didn't look bad. What'd we miss?
I don't know if we missed anything. It was just, you know, there's a story about Jack Barry, you know, who hosted the Joker's Wild. He had a heart attack after he went jogging.
I don't know. I've had don't know. I've had some people, some friends over here in Australia that have, that watch Mania and Raw and both, and they've oddly said to me they didn't think he looked all that well. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at things wrongly, but I thought he looked fine, but others thought he looked sick. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we have people, you know, talking about it on the NAWC Facebook page, and there's got there is the 800-pound gorilla in the room here.
Yeah.
And,
the seven-letter word that we don't want to talk about.
Yeah, but we have to. Mm-hmm. You know.
I would rather hope that it's not the case.
Yeah. Well. Remember,
they're hoping it's not 2005 relived.
Well, not necessarily in this. Well, remember, you know, look, Ultimate Warrior was part of a different era, right, Nikki? Unfortunately,
yes. I mean, he was the tail end of the rock and wrestling era and the bridge leading into the new generation.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, though, he was also one of the things that might have partially derailed him is, remember, this was right around the time of the steroid trials.
Yeah.
And go look at the picture that Russell Chat's using.
Okay, let me take a look.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bulk bicep.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Too easy. Anyway.
Yeah.
It could be very well the stress on his heart from that. It could be as simple as the fact that, you know, the Fed put him on a crazy road schedule once they were able to get everything hammered out. And if you don't travel regularly, that takes a toll on your body. It could be simple stuff like that. But yeah, deep down in the pit of my stomach, I'm just hoping it's not another Mike Awesome, that it's not another test.
And we don't know anything. I mean,
we've got nothing.
Everyone talked at once. Okay, go ahead. Hello?
Brian, you first. Hello?
I'm here, yeah.
Go ahead, Brian.
I mean, it could have been a car accident. It could have been a plane crash. We don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a sad, sad day. But if there's any solace in this, at least he got the end that he deserved, if you can say anything.
Mm-hmm.
At least all his fences were mended.
Right. And at least he got to go out and give one last hurrah to the fans, unlike what I would have liked to have had happened with Randy Savage back in.
I know. But we have no details. We only know that he is gone at the still kind of too young age of 54. Survived by his wife and his beautiful daughters.
Those are who I feel the most sorry for. I mean, God, those two little girls just had the best two nights of their lives with their dad, and seeing him get honored at the Hall of Fame and at WrestleMania and having his moment on Raw, and now they've got the news that he's passed away. It's like, God, what a kick in the guts.
Yeah. Exactly, and I want to read a quote, one of the last quotes that Brian, you posted this just a couple seconds ago. It says, he said this in his last promo, "Every man's heart one day beats its final beat. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others, it makes them bleed something larger than life, than his essence. His spirit will be immortalized." Yeah.
I hate to sound dark about it, but I think he was kind of sending a very subtle message there.
I think he was too.
Well, that's the thing. That's what everyone's saying. Everyone's saying, dude, if you listen to that speech on Raw, it just sounds like, and I said this before we started the recording here, that friggin' when he was talking to everyone, when he said that moment of the Ultimate Warrior will live in you guys forever, for till eternity, I'm like, oh, this sounds like a bit of a, like, I'm going over the horizons message here. And I hope that wasn't the case. I'm like, well, I'm hoping that this is just like Warrior saying.
We all hope that it's not that. Yeah, we all hope it's not that dreaded seven-letter word. But
no. I'm not. Not that. Hell no. The man was too. I honestly believe the man was too strong for that. I mean, especially with how you saw he looked at his daughters. No,
I hope you're right about that. I really do. I hope this is just a horrible accident that occurred or something where just health caught up with him.
Yeah, I'm worried it's the... Sorry to interrupt you, Nikki, but it's just... I have a really funny feeling that it's just the... It might have been the Eddie Guerrero relived where, like, just the... like the... steroid abuse is like caught up with him.
I just, you know, like I said, I hope it is something medical, something accidental, something not by his hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I just feel bad because I was on a show previously, and I was just saying how he went on with that Hall of Fame speech for too long. But now, if he's now with this, it's just like I don't know. I wonder if that's why he went so long for. Like he was just trying to get his message across. I don't know. I'm really shocked. I'm just can't shake it.
Now here's the question. How does the WWE handle this?
I mean, they're obviously they're not going to pull the DVD.
No, obviously whatever sales that Warrior was supposed to get is obviously going to go to his family.
And I would make sure that his family, his wife and his two girls, get the bulk of his contract.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think. I'm sure some video editors have been shaken out of bed and are putting a video package together. It's too late to be done for SmackDown.
No, we'll see something easily on the Raw.
Yeah, and it's like I'm not disrespecting SmackDown or anything, but Warrior was a main event star. Love him or hate him, he was a main event star, and he deserves to be put on Raw.
Oh yeah, it's one of these. It's a breaking news kind of thing, and we might get a placard for SmackDown, but they're not going to have a formal package.
Or
until next week's Raw.
Or wrestlers doing things.
I think they'll do. I honestly believe that next Raw that you're going to see. The Ultimate Warrior tribute show. I honestly believe that. But
you think they might push storylines a week, or do you think they'll just do something to it?
I honestly think if you're gonna do a Ultimate Warrior tribute show, then yeah, the storylines will have to be pushed a week.
I think we can put a week aside for a man who was willing, who did finally get, you know, who made peace. The fact that he had mended all his fences, everything was right where it needed to be.
Including the picture that broke the internet.
The picture of Vince McMahon hugging Warrior. Good God.
That, now that right there, that's a That's a great moment. That's a great moment right there. That means, like, those, once again, like, Brett and Vince, two people that didn't really like each other, mended a fence and put their difficulties aside, which is good. But I do agree with everyone here that that his family needs to get the bulk of that contract, and any proceeds from merchandise sales of his mask and stuff need to go to them.
And knowing Hunter, he will make that happen.
Oh, of course, he's a father himself. I have no doubt in my mind he'd look after that family.
And I'm not going to sit here and make jokes about, you know, this, you know, if this was 15, 20 years ago, it would be a punchline. If they would actually mock this. But the fact that Warrior had, you know, was able to step forward, they were able to get everything straightened out. They got the apology DVD together. He could talk to Vince without wanting to punch his lights out. Hunter could talk to him without feeling like he had to punch his lights out.
And by the way, one guy, which was retweeted by Tom Delgado, a guy by the name of David Bickenspan, said there were a zillion things to say about this, but Dana Warrior lost her husband and their young daughters lost their dad. Truly awful. And for fuck's sake, enough with the suicide speculation. I'm already seeing way too much of. Well.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's until we find out exactly what happened, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
No, it's not.
Exactly. And there's precedent, and that's why there's so much speculation.
I would really hate if it was suicide, because it would be, one, it just not doesn't feel right to see it after all this he's gone through, and it would be too surreal for me, because the guy, this is kind of weird, if he did do it to himself, that both he and his knockoff version, Renegade, back in WCW, would have both committed it. So I really hope that way, plus the family situation as well.
So it's just, this is the hard, this is the hard part. We're not gonna know anything for a little while. So the speculation is going to get, is going to get crazy. I mean, I'm sure somebody has already posted Ultimate Warrior went back to his planet.
Right, of course, because, people don't have class. But the deal is that these things that we're talking about, the steroids, the potential suicide, they're things you have to talk about. You have to, because it's part of the deal. But the sad thing is, it's just the timing is unbelievable. Because, if you want to go that route, as you said, everything is at peace, he was at settled, he could go.
Yeah, and already there's a flooding from WWE superstars on his passing. Jim Ross, Cody Rhodes, the Bella Twins, Titus O'Neil, Zack Ryder, Kevin Nash, Wade Barrett has taken time out of his Bad News Barrett gimmick and didn't say anything distasteful. Just Natalya, Hornswoggle, and then the Authority with Triple H and Stephanie.
Lisa Marie Barone, Benjamin Tucker, our friend Zack Ryder, as you said, Austin Haley, Austin Aries rather, Trish Stratus, Darren Young,
everyone's just very shocked, and majority of them have said like that their kids got to meet Warrior just this weekend and they can't believe it. But I think the wife and the two girls have a lot of great support here, because everyone's just getting behind them in WWE. So I think that family would be very well looked after.
Even Vince has tweeted about this, so yeah.
Santino Morella just said, I don't want to accept or even believe it.
Which was almost my first instinct when I heard this happen.
Yeah, like that's when... See, Jason called me with the news, and I told him I want more than one source, even if it is Triple H's Twitter.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I said, and everyone that posted on Triple H, replied to Triple H's Twitter was like, at Triple H, is this a joke? At Triple H, is this for real? At Triple H, are you trolling us? Like, they all thought that this was just authority Triple H, like, being an asshole.
And see, this is one of the dangers of Meta Kayfabe. Where's the... We lost... The line's been blurred again. Where is it?
What line?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he needs to make two... I know it sounds stupid to do, but he needs to make two accounts. One for Authority Triple H and one for Paul Levesque the Man. So at least that way, then, if real news does come out of it and he puts it at Paul Levesque the Man, then we know that it's real. If he puts it at Triple H, then it's just everyone's going to be questioning it and going, oh, man, bullshit. Like, you're just trolling us, you're kayfabing and all that stuff. It's like, oh, no.
So, just looking up and down my Facebook feed. What have I got here? Let's see. He seemed to be limping pretty badly when he came to the ring at Raw, but, you know. Hell, when he even recorded the promo for 2K14, I noticed the limp.
Well, he had I think he had surgery on his Achilles tendon a couple of years ago.
So,
Daniel Bryan just tweeted, I'm sorry, Nikki, heartbroken. My sincerest condolences go out to the Warriors family, seeing how much he loved his daughters and his wife this weekend. This is stunning.
Mm-hmm.
This is just mind-blowing. You know, we joke about, you know, having to have a slow week, you know, to stretch to find news. We could do a 4-hour show this weekend. It's crazy. It's
and this is one of those weekends that I can't. Well, I probably would anyway.
Unbelievable.
So, but yeah, mind blown. You know, downer for the night.
Downer for a while.
Yeah, but WWE.com has posted it. It is. It has gone. It has made its way to TMZ.
Even ESPN reported it too.
So,
let us end it by repeating the news one more time, Nikki, please.
All right, I will read it verbatim from WWE.com. As we are shocked and deeply saddened to learn the passing of one of the most iconic WWE superstars ever, the Ultimate Warrior. He had begun his career in 1987 and quickly went on to become one of the biggest stars in WWE history. He became WWE Champion at WrestleMania 6 and defeated Hulk Hogan in an epic encounter. We are grateful that just days ago, Warrior had the opportunity to take his rightful place in the WWE Hall of Fame and was able to appear at WrestleMania 30 and Monday Night Raw to address his legions of fans. WWE, as well as we at the North American Wrestling Connection, send our sincere condolences to the Warrior's family, friends, and fans. Warrior was 54 years young, survived by his wife Dana and his two beautiful daughters. I hate this kind of breaking news.
Amen.
We'll see you Friday.
Yeah.